In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, your fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ. Are you really content? After all, that's what you just sang. 12 times in 4 stanzas, once at the beginning of each stanza, and twice at the end of each stanza, you sang the words, "I am content." But is that really true? Are you really content? For it's not necessarily easy to be content as you live in this sinful world. There are a bunch of struggles surrounding your life. For over a year now, we've been dealing with this virus called COVID, and it has impacted your life one way or another. Maybe it's canceled trips, maybe it's postponed gatherings. Maybe it kept your kids home from school, so you had to be parent and worker and teacher all at the exact same time. Maybe you contracted the virus, and even if you've recovered from it, you still face some lingering effects or still have to play catch up at work. Maybe you know someone who died from the virus. Now, what's going to happen with these vaccinations? Are they going to be effective, especially with all these different strands that keep popping up? Are there going to be too many side effects if you get vaccinated? What if I don't want to get vaccinated and my employer or vacation spot or airline requires it? Yes, with all these questions surrounding COVID, is it really possible to be content? Or think about what's going on in our country right now. There are divisions all over the place. There are divisions between the poor and the wealthy, divisions between races, divisions between political parties. And sometimes it seems as if those divisions are only widening. Are new voter laws restrictive or are they necessary? What should happen at our southern border? What's going to happen with our economy? Can we keep on giving people money to help them out in this difficult time? Or will our national debt skyrocket and cause inflation or maybe a recession or depression? With all these questions surrounding our country, is it possible to be content? Or you can think about what's happening in your life. Have you achieved all your goals that you set out to achieve? Do you have the family you dreamed of, the job you hoped for? Are you economically, financially stable? Are you still on track to retire when you want to? Or does that keep on going farther and farther away? What happens when you look at your friend's Facebook page and see all the things that they've accomplished and they're the same age that you are? Does that cause you to be jealous? And to think you haven't accomplished everything you should have accomplished at this stage of your life? Is it really possible to be content with all those questions regarding your life? I could go on, right? There are all sorts of struggles around us in this world. There are other hardships that you are facing, other plans of yours that have gone unfulfilled, other stresses that are on your mind. For you're a sinner living in a sinful world. And not only does that mean that you'll make mistakes and sin, and those mistakes and sins will bring repercussions into your life, but it also means that others around you, other people in this world, are going to make mistakes and sin, and their mistakes and sins might affect you as well. So with all these hardships and all these unfulfilled plans and all these stresses that are surrounding you, is it really possible to be content? Can you really sing 12 times in 4 stanzas, "I am content"? Well, to answer that question, let's look into our text. Specifically, let's look at these disciples. Were the disciples content on that first Easter evening? Not at first. I don't think they would have sung the hymn we just sang and sang, "I am content," 12 times. They were hiding behind locked doors out of fear of the Jews. For their Lord and Master Jesus had been crucified on a cross, put to death, and now no one could find his body. What did all that mean? Was this an elaborate scheme from the Jewish leaders to arrest them and punish them as they arrested and punished Jesus? Would they get blamed for something they didn't do? Or, perhaps worse, what if Jesus really did rise from the dead? What would he do to them, since they all abandoned him and deserted him, and one of them even denied knowing him 3 times? Would he use his power to punish them for the way they acted? Yes, the disciples were a lot of things as they were hiding behind locked doors out of fear on that first Easter evening, but they most definitely were not content. But then something amazing happened. The resurrected Jesus just appeared. Without coming through a door, without climbing through the window, the resurrected Jesus just appeared. And when he appeared, he didn't punish them for how they abandoned him and deserted him. He didn't even chastise them for being so slow to believe. Instead, do you remember the first words that Jesus spoke to his disciples? "Peace be with you." In fact, a week later, when Jesus appeared to his disciples again, and Thomas was there, Thomas, who spent an entire week denying that Jesus really was risen from the dead, when Jesus appeared to them that second time, and Thomas was there, he said to Thomas, "Peace be with you." And why did Jesus say those words? Well, in essence, it was to make the disciples content. You see, those words, "peace be with you," are so much more than a, "Hey, how are you doing?" Those words, "peace be with you," are so much more than, "Surprise, I'm alive." But those words, "peace be with you," they actually gave the disciples what they needed. Those words gave the disciples peace. Peace with God. Peace that made them content. For the peace that Jesus gave his disciples with those words was the peace he won for them when he made atonement for their sins by his death on the cross. The peace that Jesus gave to them was the peace he cemented for them when he rose from the dead, conquering sin, death, and Satan. And when Jesus gave the disciples that peace, the peace with God, the peace he won by his death and resurrection, when Jesus gave his disciples that peace, well, the disciples were then content. You see, it didn't matter if the Jewish leaders still hated them and wanted to arrest him. It didn't matter if they abandoned and deserted Jesus, or if one of them denied him, or one of them doubted that he really was alive. It didn't matter what other struggles they were facing as they too lived in a sinful world. If they had this peace from Jesus, peace with God, peace that Jesus won by his death and resurrection, they could be content. For that meant that their sins were forgiven and the gates of heaven were open for them. And that's what really made them content. Isn't it the same with us today? For let's go back to what we were talking about at the beginning of this sermon. You are facing a lot of struggles as you live in this sinful world. There's COVID. There's divisions in our country. There's unfulfilled plans in your life. There's other hardships that are surrounding you, even here at church, because for an entire year, everything has kind of been out of whack at church. It's not normal. Yes, you have struggles and difficulties. And at times, it's easy to do what the disciples were doing at the beginning of our text. It's easy to just want to hide from these struggles to hide behind locked doors in the hopes that if you just hide from these struggles or ignore them, they'll magically go away. But you know that if that's what you're doing, you'll never be content. Those struggles will continue to linger. They will continue to hang over your heads, and other ones will arise as you live in this sinful world. For there is only one way for you to really be content. No matter how many struggles you're currently facing and how difficult those struggles may be, there is only one way to be content. And that's by having Jesus. It's having the peace that Jesus gave to his disciples on that first Easter evening. For you see, Jesus has to appear to you as he appeared to those disciples. And that's exactly what's happening here, right? Jesus himself is appearing to you. He is the Word made flesh. He's present in these words. He's present in the waters of baptism. He is in, with, and under the bread and wine. He really is here. And Jesus is present here to give you peace. Peace with God. Peace that will make you content. For you see, the peace that Jesus is giving to you here is the peace he won for you when he made atonement for your sins on the cross. And it's the peace that he cemented for you when he rose from the dead for you to conquer sin, death, and Satan. And when Jesus appears to you through the Word and through the sacrament to give you that peace, well then you are content. It doesn't matter what current struggles you have in your life, and it doesn't matter how difficult those struggles may be, and some of them might be quite difficult. If you have this peace from Jesus, peace with God, peace that Jesus won for you by his death and resurrection, you'll be content. For that means your sins are forgiven and the gates of heaven are open for you, and that's really what makes you content. And so it doesn't matter if COVID is ravaging your life and affecting your life right now. Jesus died and rose for you. Your sins are forgiven. Death has been conquered. You have peace with God. And COVID or any other disease can't take that peace away from you. And it doesn't matter what divisions are in our country right now, or how wide those divisions get, or even if our entire economy or country collapses. Jesus has died and risen for you. Your sins are forgiven. Death has been conquered. You have peace with God. And nothing that happens in this country can take that peace away from you. And finally, it doesn't matter how many of your plans go unfulfilled, or if you can't reach all the goals you set out for your life, or if you have countless other stresses or anxieties hanging over your head right now. Jesus has died and risen for you. Your sins are forgiven. Death has been conquered. You have peace with God. And nothing that happens in your life can take that peace away. Do you see how the only way that you can be content is by the resurrected Jesus appearing to you and giving you the peace he won for you by his death and resurrection? And so you are content. You can sing 12 times in 4 verses, "I am content," and not just because they were bolded and so that's your part and you have to sing it. No, because you really do mean it. Your contentment is not found in having an easy life. Your contentment is not found in all your plans coming true. Your contentment is not found in meeting all your goals. But your contentment is found in Jesus. It's found in his death and resurrection. It's found in his forgiveness and deliverance over death. It's found in the peace he won for you and the peace he now freely and fully gives to you. That's where your contentment is found. And so as long as you continue to gather here to meet Jesus, as long as Jesus continues to come here to meet you and give you his peace, well, then you can boldly confess. No matter what struggles come into your life, you can boldly confess, I am content. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as we sing the Creed in Me as found in the bulletin.